beautiful.
Of course I do. I'm a princess and this is my tiara.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I'm ready to party.
Oh, yeah.
This is The Weekly Reveal with Jade Springart, Ann Carlini, Lynn Kuhn, and Erica Banis.
Welcome to The Weekly Reveal, and we are without Erica today.
Sans Erica.
Yes, I was. It's got to be appropriate. Sans Erica.
That's it doesn't right. flow as good as Sans Ann.
No.
But Sans Ann sounds like something I would name my firstborn.
It sounds like
Sans Ann. This is Sans Ann.
It sounds like the name of a band.
Yeah.
Or it could be like a hurricane. Everyone watch out for Sans Ann. It's headed your way.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Erica's not here. She's off doing Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to do one more show before we take our holiday break. And then we're going to come back strong in 2017, ladies, yeah. right?
Yes.
Although I think most people thought we were already on our holiday break because it's been a few weeks. But with Thanksgiving, when the holidays hit, it's just things get nuts, man.
Yeah, like, we had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, really busy. And so hopefully we'll be able to get Erica, all four of us, back in here next week. And we'll do, a recap of the year.
Yeesh. Yeah, that'll be our year-end recap.
Yeah.
Well, today we have some, what we're going to try to cover, the Grammys, Jennifer Aniston's price tag, the Kardashians, of course, suing Blac Chyna over her real name. And we're going to also cover the top 10 celebrity social media moments of the year. Mm. But I think that the weirdest story this week came from Sofia Vergara, of course, the star of Modern Family. She is that Latina siren. I like Sofia Vergara.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous.
She's being sued by her two frozen embryos. In vitro fertilization is usually like something that brings great joy to couples who are unable to conceive on their own.
These kids aren't even born. They already hate her.
Already. They're not even teenagers, and already they're right. bitching up yeah. a storm. It's part of a 3-year battle by her ex-fiance to see these embryos brought to life. So she never really married businessman Nick Loeb, but since they were engaged, they thought, hey, let's do this. Let's freeze these embryos so we can have children one day. Then they broke up, and Sofia married Magic Mike star Joe Mangiello.
Mm-hmm. The hot man. the big daddy.
Sorry, I just was picturing him in my mind. I lost track of what I was saying. He is a man.
No doubt about
it. Information on man.
Yes, yes. For sure.
Yes, yes. So basically this is him. He is the one who is basically not letting go of the breakup and the situation. And it just seems like it's a plea for him to stay. And that was kind of what the article had said. Her representatives, this is the latest maneuver, is nothing more than an attempt on his part to keep himself in the public eye mm-hmm. and keeping him linked to Sofia. Yeah. And I would agree with that 100%.
How are you going to have kids with somebody? You're broke up, and then you're like, oh, we were still supposed to have kids. Remember
right.
that?
And you're making the conscious decision to bring children into a mess. Like,
yeah.
that's a mess. Like, you guys aren't together. So no matter what, these children will never have their biological parents be together.
No.
That's like torture, and I just think that it's...
It's weird.
Silly. And especially because they are famous people. They've got a lot of money. I mean, this whole embryo thing, I mean, it's not cheap. So for, the average couple to do this, you got to make some decisions. And so for them, like, this is just whatever, like some wasted money, basically.
I think it's odd that they actually named the embryos Emma and Isabella.
Right. And now, which is even making it more bizarre because now it's like Emma and Isabella are suing. Like, no, Emma and Isabella don't exist. Like, they're not a thing. They are cells, is what they are. And
he wants to take control of the embryos so he can see them brought to life.
That is so weird.
I think it's
weird.
So weird. I
Gosh.
Think that's just a weird thing. And I think it's just a plea for him to stay connected to her. This is their way of, his way of being in her life.
Oh, yeah. Why was that not something that was figured out the moment that they decided not to be together anymore? Why didn't she go pick up her embryos and...
Well, because it's not her embryo. An embryo is once the sperm and the egg have joined. So they're both of theirs. An embryo is the start formation of a baby. So it's half him, half her. The baby has started. It hasn't
just needs
grown.
An
it's
incubator.
Just cells,
it
basically.
It just needs
yes.
somewhere to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Just needs
God,
a live
weird.
Uterus.
Yeah.
How That's terrifying. It.
Or a test tube.
Or a test tube.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, the whole thing is
How
weird.
Long?
And, you know, just back to my stance that I've had forever, why would you want kids? Why? Why? You got out of that, bro. Like, you got out of that, bro.
Well, and then it begs the question, okay, he wins. The girls are born. So does he file for, you know, child support?
And then right. What about their mom? Do they get to see their mom? Are they going to have a relationship with their mom? And why would you want to bring children into the world who would not have their mother? It's just weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Weird. Going back to, like, they're not together anymore. These children will forever, first of all, because they're celebrity children, so they're always, their view of the world will always be skewed. Mm-hmm. But now you are putting innocent children in a terrible situation.
Yeah, it's
you're
going
to force
selfish.
These kids to be raised with parents that don't like each other.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it starts to become all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's 44. He certainly can, you know, he can marry a woman who's young enough to have children if he so desires. I think this is kind of like the wave of the future. And I think this will be a landmark case that we will see referred to many times over, depending on who wins this battle, as to what people do with these. Should they not stay together?
Right.
Because it is a very good thing, I feel, for people who want children. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a modern miracle.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's going to have to come down to its property in the divorce suit. And a judge is going to have to decide. And I think that once you have those embryos, I think that there's going to have to be legal paper signed. It's like, okay, what happens to these?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to these embryos? Should I pass away? Should you pass away? Should we both?
Right.
And what if one of them wants them? All that has to be hashed out.
Well, and I think, too, there's so many children that grow up in households that the parents stay together for the kids, even though they hate each other, which I don't think does the kid any favor. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up in a household where your parents hate each other, how is that healthy? You know? And then on the alternate side, you know, they get separated and it's unhealthy. We should stop having kids, everyone.
Well, what about adoption?
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice for a couple who, you know, wants to adopt a baby? And anyway, so that's... We're going to be hearing about this. They filed it down in Louisiana and because he felt that he had a better atmosphere in that court system to win. So, you know, we're just going to have to keep an eye on it. And you know, we'll have to keep an eye on it because it'll be in our faces every single day.
News of the year.
TMZ will be right down there.
Yeah.
Yes. In front of the courthouse waiting for a decision.
Yeah.
The Grammy nominees came out this past week. And being in rock radio, we hate these things with a passion because rock is forever ignored. They consistently get the rock categories wrong. It bleeds into other artists that we feel just aren't deserving of rock because we are immersed into this culture here at WRIF. But this goes back, it reeks of when Jethro Tull won Best
Right.
Metal Grammy over Metallica
and
years ago.
That was the big gripe when we shared the story on the Facebook page. And someone had made like a really good point is that if you go through the list of, you know, the categories that they have, the real situation is that rock is not just rock. It's not just one. You know what I'm saying? Like pop has a million different categories. There's pop, there's electronic pop, there's R&B pop, there's rap pop, and then it's just rock. And unfortunately, some of these bands are not even comparable. Although I will say that, to be honest with you, I don't think that the rock alternative categories are that bad this year. I know that there's a lot of people that are just upset just to have something to bitch about on the internet. But in all honesty, I don't think that it's that bad.
Well, the problem, the big glaring screw up in my eyes is Beyonce.
Well,
that's the one that takes precedence. First of all, she's nominated for 9 Grammys. Okay, fine. I get it. You know, Adele also came home with an armful of Grammys as well. Yeah. They love Beyonce. But to put her in the best rock performance simply because she did a song with Jack White is unbelievable. I mean, even David Draymond, lead singer of Disturbed, and even though, you know, you look at what they're nominated for, their performance of Sound of Silence on Conan O'Brien, and which doesn't surprise me, not in the least, because the only reason that they got nominated is because they're doing a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all those old people who vote on this go, oh, I remember that song. I like it.
I grew up obsessed with award shows. That's half the reason I got into radio, was due to award shows, my love for celebrities and music and live music and things like that. But I think what's happened is what we've watched is that they don't really hold weight anymore, the award shows. It used to be an honor to get a Grammy. It used to be a big deal. And now it seems like everybody is putting out their material, their news, their whatever they're proud of in front of us all the time. And we don't really need these award shows anymore. I don't think they don't really hold any weight to anything anymore.
We're not even into the beginning of award season. That usually starts because then they just have the CMAs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had
the Country Music Awards were just on.
And then didn't they do the American Music Awards?
That was not too long ago. That was a couple
and
of
nobody,
weeks ago.
And nobody knew it was on. I mean,
yeah,
the ratings,
no, it had
tanked.
Really bad ratings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was really disappointing. I remember, yeah, we watched it. It was really disappointing.
The last few
award shows have all of them have been disappointing.
Well, so now, after the first of the year, they're going to launch into award season. And we're going to be bombarded.
Everything will be Beyonce, Adele. It will all. They're going to dominate everything.
Well, on top of the Emmys and the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
So
Golden Globes.
Yeah. But I just
People's Choice.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
Tonys.
I'm gunning for the Tonys. I don't hate the fact that it's. I mean, it's Beyonce with Jack White. I think it goes back to the theory that there's not enough subcategories mm-hmm. in the rock department. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could easily have a collaboration rock category. And that's the thing, too, like with David Bowie. You know, David Bowie is nominated for Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Song, and Best Alternative Music Album. Well, wait a second. Is he rock or alternative? Are those separate? Mm-hmm. Does that fall under the same, you know, umbrella? And I just think that people put all this weight in there. And I mean, who was it that had won a Grammy and had made the joke about how it's going to be used as like a doorstop for their bathroom or something? You know what I'm saying?
That's
like the people that
supposedly
win these,
the cool move is to put your awards in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
that started with Pearl
sooner,
Jam, didn't it?
Sooner or later, everybody sees them.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of like a passive aggressive move.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. But I just don't think that any of these people that win these even care. Maybe the Oscars. I feel like the Oscars, the Academy Awards are like the big ones, but nobody respects any of these award shows. Nobody respects the people that put these award shows together. Nobody respects the Academy. Nobody respects the Recording Academy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're all out to make money, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I feel like it used to mean something. It really doesn't mm-hmm. anymore, because now people have their platform to speak out about how they feel. And I mean, if you were nominated for a Grammy, congratulations. I bet it feels amazing, but at the same time, I don't think it means as much as it used to. And if we go through the Grammy nominees and the categories every year, we could probably watch how rock has changed each time with the different nominees that they have in the category.
Right.
Well, when you win an Oscar, your price, your payday immediately mm-hmm. goes up.
Right.
For a movie, it means a lot because mm-hmm. people will see it because you won Best Movie. Tony's, same thing. And the problem is with the Grammy, it really just because something on your resume.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like winning an MTV Movie Award. Who cares?
It doesn't really result in, I mean, it's exposure. I'll give them that, because I have watched the Grammys and seen artists that I have gone looking for and downloaded their tunes mm-hmm. because I was amazed at what they did. So it's good exposure for the young artists coming up. And I think that that's really, that's what I think they should be concentrating on, is the newer music and paying homage to the artists that are still putting out music. But I don't know. It just, the rock category to me is just such a diss. Mm-hmm. It's so disrespectful to all the bands, especially as hard as rock bands work. Because more than any genre of music, they tour and tour and tour and are out there.
True.
Except for maybe country artists.
Right.
You know, but it's really too bad that they just can't bring themselves to try to respect the rock world and find out who they are. But, you know, get some people together who are in that world.
Right.
To determine who it is. It can't be that difficult.
Well, and it goes back to making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you start highlighting a bunch of bands that nobody knows that, you know, actually are really talented.
These people, you know, don't perform anyway, though. They don't put them on the show.
Right. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, too, is I was printing off the list. It's 32 pages long. And there's so many categories that don't get even talked about. You know, and then it was, what, the one year the Black Keys had won and they had put the Black Eyed Peas on their on the plaque or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't.
Yeah.
I honestly think that they don't care about any of the musicians, pop, rock, alt, you know, hip hop, Latin. It's a money grab. It's a ratings thing. They want to put on a good performance and make sure that, you know, Borat isn't rubbing his junk on Eminem's face. Or they stage everything so that it does happen. Who knows?
But Grammy's supposed to set the standard. Mm-hmm. You have so many of these stupid award shows.
Yeah, it was for the
Billboard award shows for the people who sold the most. Flat out, they say it because that's what Billboard's all about.
Is.
You know, American Music Awards. I get all that, but Grammys are supposed to set the standard as to what is the best. But they fail every single year. It just is. It's unbelievable. And who's gonna win this best performance? Beyonce?
You think? Who else is okay? So who else is nominated? Alabama Shakes, Live from Austin City Limits, David Bowie, Black Star, Disturbed, The Sound of Silence. And 21 Pilots with Heathens.
I'm going to have to go with, because the younger generation, it will be 21 Pilots, Heathens. They were number
21
one
Pilots
in Evan,
is
ever,
huge.
They were number one in everything.
They are probably
huge.
The biggest rock band. And I put rock in
parentheses,
quotes because I find it hard, especially in the world of radio. It's hard to label a rock song as a rock song when it's also getting played on the top 40 pop dance stations. You know, and that's coming from the radio background. To me, that's a hard thing to fathom. Mm-hmm. Plus, I don't look at them as rock.
No,
like, they're
not
a rock
no.
band. They're like they're a pop rock band. They're like a, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's my
why instead
opinion.
Of alternative, why don't they do pop rock? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Well, and that's the other thing too, is they have in the alternative field, the only category is best alternative music album.
I mean, like,
so there is
David
no
Bowie
best alt
is not alternative rock.
No,
sorry.
No.
He
no.
just isn't.
No.
That he should have been flat out in the rock category. He's been a rock star. He was one of the original rock stars, a pioneer in rock.
Well, right. and this is kind of interesting. Gojira, who has been a metal band for very long, you know, they got nominated for best metal performance and then best rock album. They're a metal band. Like, that's a
metal
band. Like, you can't
metal.
Compare Gojira with Blink-182, Cage the Elephant, Panic at the Disco, and Weezer.
No.
And they're even heavier for metal performance. They're nominated against Baroness, Korn, Megadeth. Those bands are not as heavy
and
as Korn Periphery
really even,
or Gojira.
Right. Would you even consider Korn metal now?
Not
no.
anymore.
No, they're rock.
Not
it's
anymore.
A rock
back
band.
In the day, they were a rock band. Back in the day, I think
really?
They were metal. Now
they're
rock. I mean, you look at metal. I mean, let's talk to Eric. Let's talk to Al. Let's talk to, you know,
yeah,
Ronnie
there are
James.
Some guys here at the station,
I mean,
who, that's
those
their
are
love
metal.
And
Black
passion.
Dahlia Murder, Suicide Silence, Hatebreed. Like, you want to talk metal. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Grammys just ignore that genre exists, and then they want to sit there and say that Baroness is metal. Is Baroness a heavy rock band? Absolutely. Are they metal? Not in my opinion.
So who got nominated? What was the best song?
Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Song of the Year. Formation from Beyonce.
Okay, wait a minute. Now let's see how many I know.
Okay. Formation from Beyonce. Hello from Adele.
Hello, I know.
Mike Posner, I Took a Pill in Ibiza. Great song. Love that one. Mm-hmm. Love Yourself from the Biebs and 7 Years from Lucas Graham.
So the two winners that are, so it'll be between Hello and also Justin Bieber, because Beyonce Formation was huge, but she's got all these other categories. If we look at Song of the Year, how many downloads and album sales, it would be between Adele and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I see Love Yourself probably winning that one. Although I really hope it's Mike Posner because he's from Michigan. And I love that song.
You know he ain't beating Adele
no,
or Beyonce.
I know, but I love Mike Posner.
I'm gonna
because he's from here. He's got some hits. He's got some toe tappers.
I would go for Adele.
Yeah, I'm gonna
just
have to
because
go
out
with
of
Adele.
All those songs, That's still my favorite.
Yeah. I'm going with the Biebs.
So they say that album is absolutely the best of the year.
Which one, Adele?
No, Justin Bieber.
It's a great album.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Adele's album as the best of the year.
Who did you pick, Anne?
I say it's Adele. Hello.
And you said?
It's going to be Adele.
It'll
cut to her and she goes, thank you for the Grammy. I can't be there right now. I'm at home in the tub. Thank you. And then it'll...
Who's artist of the year?
Best new artist. Is that what you're looking for?
Not best new artist. Just artist of the year. Don't they give out a Grammy for that?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look through my...
Go through my pages here. I used to love the Grammys. I used to sit and record it on the cassette tape.
You couldn't see anybody anywhere else. But now you see these... All you have to do is go to your phone and you can get up to the minute...
To see what they were wearing and who was going to do what crazy stunt and what was going to happen. You remember when Bob Dylan was performing and the guy with it said soy bomb?
Yes.
And he came behind him. Oh, I was losing my mind then. I had to have been like 10 years old. I love the Grammys.
What am I looking for? Artist of the year? Yeah. I don't know if they do artist of the year, if it's just album of the year.
Album of the year.
Adele.
I'm totally wrong on that.
With 25. I don't know. I went real fast with that.
Okay. Well, what's it?
Album of the year, Adele, 25. Beyonce with Lemonade. Justin Bieber with Purpose. Drake with Views. And this is who I'm thinking is going to win. Sturgill Simpson with A Sailor's Guide to Earth.
Okay. And we have no idea who that is. It's obviously Beyonce is going to take that one. It's between Beyonce and Justin Bieber.
I think Adele's going to put a run in for that one.
Oh, it's those three Adele again. Adele, huge, Justin Bieber, I don't know, but I feel like the album, at least, was Beyonce.
Well, and then there's Record of the Year, which is really the single, which is Adele with Hello, Beyonce, Formation, Lucas Graham, 7 Years, Rihanna and Drake with Work, and 21 Pilots with Stressed Out.
Ooh, you know what? That Lucas Graham, though, he sold a lot of music this year.
A lot of people love that song, and I don't like it.
No, me either. I don't
hate it. I mean, it's...
I get a verse into it, and it's like, okay, I heard it once all the way through.
Once I was 7 years old.
Yeah, no.
I beat a boo.
That's exactly how it goes, too.
Yeah.
So you guys think that if I keep singing, I could get nominated for a Gram? Grim Gram?
Coming up next on The Weekly Reveal. Mm-hmm. I think that was a really good rendition of that song, actually.
You know what? Anne's got some rhythm. Before
Anne's
we move
got
on
pipes,
to the
dude.
Yeah, before we move on, Anne grabbed a tambourine. Like there was a moment where I watched you at an event just recently, and it was one of those moments where it was like, I want an Anne Carlini moment once in my life. Music starts playing. All of a sudden, Anne, just out of nowhere, grabs a tambourine, starts jamming with the band on beat right along like she was just, an old rock star from back in the day coming out of her retirement to come jam with the band. And I'm standing there going, I want a moment like that. I want a movie moment like that, Anne.
I will say, you've got rhythm,
so cool.
And Anne can sing. Yeah, you had the whole, the tambourine shake, arms, everything was in rhythm, and I was like, oh my God, Anne, you're awesome. But we should just, for the sake of bringing this up in conversation, Anne has celebrated her 30th anniversary here at The Riff, and congratulations to you, Anne, because I think that Lynn and I can speak for Lynn and I both when I say that we aspire to accomplish the things that you have. So,
well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm really honored that you said that.
Oh, I'm
it's really nice of you.
It's true.
And
I wrote that on your card. I don't know if you read it. I was like right in the middle. I was like, you're an inspiration, and that's true, and you are. And
thank
I love you.
You.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. I love you too.
Yeah.
Well, it was, they threw me a beautiful party here at The Riff, and I was so surprised. It was a surprise party, and I was shocked.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, because my husband had me totally fooled that I was going someplace else to a party, but it was a party for his work, and I was shocked beyond belief that nobody at this radio station in this building leaked it.
Yeah.
Not one person, and I saw so many people that day.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's because we were all running around trying to get everything figured out. Listen, we honored you, but that doesn't mean that we did it in a like proficient and efficient, productive sort of way. We just didn't let you leak and find out about it. But that doesn't mean behind the scenes we weren't running around. You should have seen me. I told Anne, and I think I told Lynn the story as well, but I was the one who got the balloons for the party. It was windy. It was super cold. I was like wrapped. They were around my throat. The girl comes out. God, I wish I could have had a camera in that parking lot, because you should have seen me trying to shove these damn balloons in my car. One of them popped. None of them were tied to anything. The girl comes out. She's like, do you need some help? And I was like, bitch, this is like a noose. I got a noose of balloons around my throat. Yes, I need some help. She's like, you left your phone. You want here's your phone. You left it in the store. I'm like, I have no free hands, bitch. Help me. Open the door. Jesus.
Well, besides all that, I've realized that I want my Ann Carlini moment. Like, I am aspiring for that. I want a moment. Oh, God, Ann, that was everything. When you grabbed that tambourine, my whole life changed. I was like, look at this badass bitch right now. I want that moment. I do. I just want a band to start playing, me come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden I just got a tambourine.
Where did you get that tambourine from?
Because I
did
turn around. The stage.
There are Boy Scouts walking by right now, guys. We have Boy Scouts. I have young boys staring at me.
Grown ass men.
Okay.
All right. Don't look too long, Lynn. We don't want you arrested.
Weirdo. Stop the audio.
All right. Coming up on the Weekly Reveal, we have Lynn's Celebrity Report, and what else? Anything else could happen here. We have more weekly reveal coming up next.
How do you expect me to grow if you won't let me blow?
The Weekly Reveal on Riff 2. We're back on The Weekly Reveal with Jade, Ann, Lynn, and Erica.
Welcome back to The Weekly Reveal. Hopefully Erica will join us next week. She's off doing Christmas stuff.
She posted a picture. She's getting ready for some festive party, and she made some sort of a ball treat.
Oh yeah, they look
and then made like a hilarious comment on Facebook about her Christmas balls. I was like, ah, Erica, you're so funny.
I was thinking, Erica, you better be saving me some of those.
Yeah,
she's a very good bake.
Yes.
Yes. So I will not hide this. I am a huge fan of Celebrity Apprentice, more of a fan of The Apprentice when it was just up and coming business people hoping to get a job in a big corporation. But it's one of the few reality TV shows that I really, really enjoy. There's only really maybe three or four.
So you don't watch The Bad Girls Club?
I do not.
Did you watch Rock of Love with Brett Michaels? Because that show was lit.
I did not.
Flava of Love with Flava Flav. That show also lit.
Another one I missed.
God. All right. Well.
No. Nope. But so Celebrity Apprentice is coming back in 2017. And ex-governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is going to take the helm of the show.
Oh, my God. I forgot that he was the governor of California.
Arnold is going
to get to the job. I always forget about him.
Yeah.
And so they've already filmed it because one of the celebrities got into trouble because he tweeted out the location that his group was at, and that is against the rules. You cannot use social media.
Before social media was as big as it is now, back in the day, like let's go back to like 2007 when Rock of Love, Flava of Love, all those stupid shows were real popular. It was like they were very strict about everything that happened. And the winners of those shows, the girl who won Rock of Love the first season, was like such a young, pretty girl, but like didn't understand the concept of these reality shows was so new. And so when she won that last episode that they filmed, they were separated. And you guys will be separated until the entirety of the show airs, because if people see you out together, then they know who won. So you guys cannot. And she was like, oh, so basically this isn't real. Like, we're not really going to be together. And Brett was like, no, it's a show. Like, we can hang out like once it airs, but we're not really going to be together. Like, are any of those people actually together? Maybe on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, but
how devastating.
Those like reality shows. Yeah, she was like, and I think at that point she was like, well, I'm done with you then. Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
I think that one of the only shows that's done in real time is Big Brother. And my girlfriend, who lives out in Los Angeles, said during like the first or second season of Big Brother, because that show just gained momentum and became huge, that somebody found out where the house was in California and flew a plane over it with a banner saying Big Brother House. And they had to rush all the people back inside so they couldn't see it.
Wow.
And, you know, the producers were really scrambling that year because they, you know, I don't watch Big Brother.
I
just know a little bit of the concept. But yeah, so Celebrity Apprentice is coming back. In January.
Not with Donald Trump, as we know.
Donald's probably going to be busy.
Yeah, he had tweeted out. He was upset. He said that CNN was, you know, trying to create fake news. So it was funny, you know, in his Donald Trump way, fake news. And it was just this whole thing. But he's saying that he has nothing to do with The Apprentice except for the fact that he helped conceive it and that he has money in it, pretty much. He's got a big stake in it. But he says he will devote zero time. Zero time. That was my Donald Trump impression. I don't know how it worked out. But,
it was huge.
He will make money off of it, but obviously he'll be busy being president, doing presidential stuff.
Doing president things. I hope he tweets a picture of like the first day in the White House and it's like, president things.
Yes, exactly. Whoa. He's like so pimp. It's just like sound effects are going off.
I know, right? Just lasers and...
You know what I love, though? This is celebrity-related, but when Obama, when they showed the photo of him when he first started, the day he went in, how excited he was, and then now when you put him 8 years later, and it's just he has aged by, like, 110
years.
Well,
that's all the presidents, though. Like, if you look at any of the presidents in history, especially those who went eight years, two terms, like, they're, like, just young and chipper and, like, I'm gonna make America awesome! Yeah. And then at the end of 8 years, you're like, wow, your head is all gray, you have 47,000 wrinkles, and you just kind of look like you want to sleep because you haven't in 8 years.
Yeah, you look like you just hate everyone.
And that's why I don't want to be the president.
When they set him out there on the campaign trail, they want all of them to look really virile, you know, and like they're super healthy.
Yeah, Botox, their faces are taped up.
And then they get in there and it's so stressful. Yeah, those before and after pictures are stunning.
Yeah,
it really is weird.
He says he's going to be the producer, but the producer really, there are so many producers in name only. And if you watch a lot of TV, what will happen is a show will start in the first year. And then the second, it'll be successful. Second year, even more successful. Then it comes to like the third and fourth year. And all of a sudden, you will see the stars of the show listed as executive producers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I am convinced that they do this because they want more money.
Right.
And the only way to get them more money when their contract does not run out is to make them an executive producer.
Right.
They
really just have like one monthly meeting where they say, hey, what do you think? We don't really care about your opinion, but So wait, so DT is, for the next 4 years, Donald Trump is DT. DT is supposed to still be producing?
Yeah.
See, because political opinions aside, I don't think we can do anything about him making money off of it, but I don't think his name should be attached. Like, you got more important things to do than be even concerned a little bit with what is going on with The Apprentice,
well,
you know?
His exact quote is, he will devote zero time, he said. It'll basically be, he's going to have his name will be on there. He's going to make money. He's going to help give a little bit of money, but he's not going to.
I think it's a name only, just so he reserves some stake in the show, since it was part of his creation with Mark Burnett.
Okay.
So, and I don't really have a problem with that. I think if this was 10, 20 years ago, I think that people would be shocked.
In arms over this.
But now, every time you turn on TV, you know, I have seen President Obama on TV as much as any celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen him on every late night show, on every talk show.
Well, and you know what's funny?
That really was not the norm before he became president.
No, I think that today's day and age has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
I think that 8 years ago, I think in recent years, his second term, we've seen a lot of him and we've seen a lot of politicians be on the late night talk shows and stuff. But I think that that has to do with the generation and the times, because they want to get these young people involved in politics. They want them involved in what's going on. And what better way to do that than put your leader of the free world on these shows, put them on social media, put them out there to engage. You know what I'm saying? If the president's on Twitter, then that makes it cool, and that makes more young people want to be involved with what he's doing. So I think that that's the ploy. I don't think that I don't think that it's there's any intentions. But Obama's probably like, listen, damn it, I gotta go film
his
Jimmy Kimmel.
Are
like, I have no time
thing.
To do this. Mm-hmm. Like, but you have to stay engaged in today's mm-hmm. day and age. So well, I think we'll see even more of it with Trump. With
the Obama administration was the first administration to attack the internet in his first election, and that was one of the ways that they got through to the younger vote. Mm-hmm. Was they actually had a group of people who understood the internet. Remember, this is the early.
No one understands the internet.
Well,
let's be honest.
In 2004, it was even less.
Right.
And nobody knew the power that it had. Just guessing at it, but their campaign did and used it mm-hmm. to their advantage, mm-hmm. obviously. So I agree with you. Things have definitely changed, but.
Your show, at least you'll have your show this year.
I'll have my show.
Thank you. My favorite celebrity story that came out this week was Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, it's so great. She was on
her.
With Graham Norton. She was on the show last week.
And she was her new movie.
The Passengers with, what's his name?
Chris Pratt. Love him.
Yes.
So hot.
With
I
the
would
dude.
Just lick his side right up his lips.
Oh, real quick. He was trolling Jennifer throughout this. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
They're out doing all
well,
of
Jennifer
their...
doesn't do social media.
Right. So they're out there and they're promoting this movie. So because he is on social media, he kept taking photos of her and he would like crop her out or it would be the back of her head. So he would share all of these photos, but she would never really get the shine. It was all him. So it was funny if you follow his social media. But
which I do because he's so hot.
She was out and she was on the Graham Norton show and she was talking about how her butt was itchy when she was filming in Hawaii. So she had rubbed her butt on these rocks. They were some great butt itching rocks. Well, of course, the internet heard that. It got upset and said that she was being offensive and dismissive toward the Hawaiian people.
Of course.
Went on about what a horrible person she is. And so she did get on Facebook on Friday and she said, This was her quote. I meant absolutely no disrespect to the Hawaiian people. I really thought I was being self-deprecating about the fact that I was the curse, but I understand the way that it was perceived was not funny, and I apologize if I offended anyone. So Jennifer Lawrence in trouble because she rubbed her butt. It was funny. It was funny. She was just talking about how itchy her ass was, and then it turned into, you know, the sacred rocks. And
wasn't she wearing something? For because they film for hours on end and they have to be in the same outfits and
yeah, so she said,
she had been in like in a wetsuit or something.
So her ass got itchy.
Yeah, well, a wetsuit is miserable.
Yeah, could you imagine being in that for hours? I just think that in today's like day and age, especially with celebrities, like you can't win. There is no winning. People on the internet are just awful, and even you know, there's you know, ignorance is bliss is the saying. But it's like you genuinely like you can't be like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know. It's like too late. We hate you, you know, and it's just it's better for her to just stay off of social media and not do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her because Graham Norton's show is English and the English have an entirely different sense of humor than we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things fly over there. Them drinking on the air, telling stories. That's
well, they don't have an FCC, so
yeah, that's how they do
life.
That's how they do their media over there, their shows. Here we are so uptight,
everything. So censored,
yes,
so politically correct always.
So she goes over there with Chris, and they're just having a conversation. She thinks she's entertaining on their level, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it gets over here, and right away she gets lambasted.
It was on Twitter. They were lynching her on Twitter.
Mm. Well, the internet.
Jennifer Lawrence
hates everybody.
Party is over.
Yeah. Hashtag Jennifer Lawrence.
I wish that like a Jade Spring art party is over. Like, God, I wish I could get that trending on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I become that big to where they want me to be over,
yes, because
like, God, I can't wait to
rich.
Be that big, right?
Yes. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't, your downfall, we're going shopping.
What's
behind me? The hashtag Jade Spring art party
is
over.
What do we need to go shopping for?
Because we're rich.
Oh.
The way for you to have the Jade Spring Art Party over is because you've gotten successful and rich, which means you've taken me on multiple shopping sprees.
Gotcha. I'm still working on the getting rich part, Lynn. Yeah, so right. Hold that your happened. Breath.
Madonna was at an award show not too long ago, the Billboard's Women in Music event. She was dancing with Ariana Grande. She had some butt pads in. That blew up.
Ariana did or Madonna?
Madonna did.
Of course she did.
And it was weird. She like tried to undress Ariana during the performance, took off her jacket. It got really weird. It was uncomfortable, but the butt pads were so excessive that it ended up like it immediately made its rounds on the internet. Not about her performance, but just about her butt pads, and it was bad. But anyway, she had won an award, and her speech was how she has outlasted Whitney Houston, Tupac, Prince, and everyone.
She outlasted all the people that passed away?
She said that she has...
What a mean, horrible thing to say, Madonna.
She accepted Woman of the Year and went off and listed almost every great musician of her era who's died, from Michael Jackson all the way to Prince, and said, "But I'm still standing." And the audience was very confused. They didn't know, like, to clap or cry. They didn't know. They didn't really know what to do. They were...
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. I am horrified right
now.
It's
one thing to say...
Are you kidding me?
It'd be like, okay, I would understand it if... let's say, for the sake of conversation, like in our current times, in 5 years, Beyonce comes out and says, you know, I am one of the greatest female R&B performers. I've outlasted, you know, Rihanna and Ariana Grande, who were one-hit wonders. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people who had maybe a couple albums, but I'm still out here killing it. And I mean, it's a diss on them, for sure, because you're basically saying, like, I'm awesome, you suck, you didn't last. But to talk about all the people that died...
That was how she accepted her speech for Woman of the Year.
You just...
Tupac, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Prince. She continued the list. It was an
entire
list.
You just got lucky
list.
In the grand scheme of life, because my mom and I have had this conversation, right? Life is just a big booby trap, right? Because anytime you step outside your door, even in your own house, like, there's a risk of something happening in there, boom, you're dead, right? That fast. That's how life happens. So to bring up all these people who have passed away, I mean, Tupac, years ago, years and years ago, Prince, who just passed away, you disrespectful bitch.
She brought up
bitch.
Biggie, Bowie, everyone.
Why are you even comparing yourself to Tupac or Biggie? What are you doing?
She wanted everyone to know that she outlasted everyone.
I'm not on board with that.
No, it's
and
weird.
Looks pissed.
Listen, and even that... because it even says, just if you watch the audience, I mean, it was bad. It was very awkward. Because what would you say if somebody says that to you? You're like, what the hell?
People should have booed.
Mm-hmm.
They should have absolutely booed her. That is so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of always on her side, but after this, it's like, no, like, I'm done.
Like,
I'm done. Madonna,
like,
go sit down. Go
like,
sit down.
Like Bowie alone, who is just iconic, mm-hmm. who is phenomenal, who was very respectable through his entire career. There was never really like a lot of scandals with him, who passed away from a health condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how dare you say that you outlasted David Bowie, who probably, and we all know, I mean, he passed away so suddenly, but you know that he knew this was not an overnight thing. He was battling cancer, wasn't it?
Yes. And it wasn't like he killed himself because of drug addiction, but
right.
even if they did,
did she mention
Tupac
horribly?
Was shot.
Tupac, right.
Horrible,
Biggie was shot.
Mean thing to say.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
just horrible.
That's
I think
how
she's
you accept
just...
your Woman of the Year trophy. That's your great speech. Is to
Woman
say
of the Year. Who gave her Woman of the Year? What award was this?
Billboard Music, Women in Music.
Oh, that
Billboard.
Is terrible. That is. You know, I thought that the Madonna party should have been over a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know,
hashtag Madonna party over.
Could you imagine how good we would be talking about her right now? How iconic she was and how, you know, she was crazy and she was always, you know, pushing limits. And now it's like, go sit down, take out your butt pads. It's bad. You need to look at the photo, Anne. I can't wait to show it to you. It's so bad.
But how horrible to go out like that,
mm-hmm.
to
yep.
turn everyone against you in a negative way. That is almost like Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty
I
much.
I mean, now Bill Cosby was so revered mm-hmm. by the generation that grew up with him,
yep.
to the point where people who are senior citizens can't even believe it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of them won't believe it. But yep. that's what I feel like with Madonna. Mm-hmm. It's like so... This is so bad. It's like she is ruining her legacy
yes.
as a music pioneer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was one of the first women to come out and say, yeah... You know, look at me. It just emboldened. women, you know, to, right. to move forward, but in their individuality.
Yeah.
And now look at her. Mm. She's
off her rocker, man.
Yep.
She's looking insane.
A little bit. Yep. Well, and
but not only that, but super mean.
Yeah.
Super
yeah,
mean and like self-absorbed.
Yes. Yeah.
Egotistical.
Did you mm-hmm. just say a-hole?
I did.
God damn it, Lynn.
It's Catch okay. the time.
It's not that big of a deal.
That's terrible.
I just think that, okay, so what she said is terrible. And then if we want to go back to it, without what she said, this whole thing with her and these young girls, like, why are you taking off Ariana Grande's jacket? Like, why was it like a sexual sort of?
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be almost reminiscent of
like,
the
Ariana Grande is her daughter's age. Britney?
Oh, she's young. It's weird.
She's 57 years mm-hmm. old. If there was a 57-year-old man doing that to a young girl, they'd call him...
Names.
Yes.
Well, horrible lots of names. Ariana's over 18, so that's good, but it looks it's
yeah, but
awkward.
Still,
it's looks
she's
weird.
Her daughter's
no.
age.
It's all
she's
bad.
Her daughter's age.
Correct.
Yeah. That's weird. Yes. That's weird. So.
Life of the celebs. There we are.
Go away, Madonna. Okay. All right. So coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about celebrities and also talk about their the biggest celebrity social media moments of 2016 when the Weekly Reveal continues.
This is the Weekly Reveal.
Here we go. Boom. Shema.
We're back on the Weekly Reveal with Jade, Ann, Lynn, and Erica.
Welcome back to the Weekly Reveal. Earlier, we talked about Sofia Vergara getting sued by her embryos. It's bad enough that people who aren't even born are suing you, but yeah. now it looks like Blac Chyna is being sued by somebody who wants to take away her real name.
I know, it's crazy. We just did the Celebrity Report and did not bring up one Kardashian. It was kind of awesome.
Well, we couldn't have that.
Here's the update. So, of course, Blac Chyna, pregnant with Rob Kardashian's baby. They gave birth to Dream Kardashian, one of the most beautiful little babies, little baby girl. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Well, now Blac Chyna. And see, this is all conspiracy theory because Kris Jenner is behind every single thing that's happening right now, including what I'm about to talk about. So the deal is now that Blac Chyna has had the baby. She and Rob are engaged. They want to get married. And she has now become the brunt of a lot of internet jokes. It's pretty funny because she was Blac Chyna. She was kind of ghetto, hood rat, trap music. She's in her spandex showing her ass. And now she wants to become Angela Renee Kardashian, and even her photos have changed on social media. She's just changed her whole appearance. She's trying to be more sophisticated. She's trying to become a Kardashian at this point. But
I don't think that family, I would put the Kardashians under the phrase sophisticated. But
well,
go on.
No, I mean,
I know I get what you're saying. She's trying to stop being a big booty hoe.
Pretty much. Just be like a nice big booty hoe.
Yeah.
Well, the family is. Suing her, the family's attorneys. Kris Jenner is saying that it's not Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney who are filing these lawsuits, that the lawyers did this on their own because the Kardashian name is a brand. And the lawyers are putting a name to, or a stop to, Blac Chyna using the name Angela Renee Kardashian. She's not allowed to use the name Kardashian for her brand in any way. It's about a business move. So Kris Jenner came out and said, you know, the girls didn't even know that this lawsuit had been filed. It's just business. The family's getting along great, but we'll see what happens. But they're saying still no, that it's not, there's no way that she's going to be able to use the name Kardashian. But here's my question. She's marrying Rob. Her last name is going to be Kardashian.
Right.
How do you stop somebody from using their name?
Well, I think that
she just can't use it in a business way to make money
so,
off it.
So like she can't have, if she's got a Blac Chyna product line right now, let's say.
Right.
It's,
yeah. She's
you know,
got
Blac,
her lip line as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Blac Chyna lip line or whatever. It has to be Blac Chyna. She can't be Angela Renee Kardashian lip liner. It's not like Kendall Jenner lip kit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like it's, and I don't necessarily blame them for that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should stop her from it being her last name if she marries him. And I mean, that's the world we live in. When you get married and you change your name, then you can change your name. And in all honesty, I mean, what's stopping me from going to the, you know, Secretary of State right now and getting my name changed to Kardashian? I'll just spell it with a C.
Yeah.
The difference is you just can't make money off it.
Right.
It's, yeah, we have to sign the same type of agreements when it comes to the radio station.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess. They're saying that...
I'm going to change my last name to W-R-M.
that they've all gotten along. That all of the family since the birth of the baby and stuff, that they've all gotten along. It's just that the girls, though, once they found out about the lawsuit and it went public before they even knew about it, the girls are... At least sources have said that they've tried to make several attempts to negotiate and that Black China's camp has kind of shut things down. But I have been, over the last few... little bit of time that we've had off here from the show, I've really gotten involved with the Kardashians. I kind of always knew what was going on, but I mean, I've watched the shows now on this little bit of off time that I've had. I'm obsessed with everybody on social media, and I've just come to realize that Kris Jenner is just the smartest woman in the world, and that all of this, as we know, is all orchestrated. It's mm-hmm. all, this is all to make money. Every
Always.
Single thing
Everything
is to make
that
money.
They do is
this,
making money.
So I was talking about this lawsuit. Of course she wants her name to be Kardashian. Now we're talking about Black China. Now we're helping with her money. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the Kardashians, it's a whole, Kris Jenner is a genius.
They That's create drama.
Yeah.
It's yes. the same thing with Mariah Carey and her, you know, providing drama for her reality TV show.
Oh, they just released, this has been going on for a while now, but the most recent one, they had isolated her vocals from a Christmas performance she had done. Mariah has lost it.
Really?
Lost it. It's been talked about for a couple years now, but she's okay. No, it's bad. It's Mariah cannot sing anymore. She cannot sing anymore. It's so bad. She's very lazy now. She used to have to strive to be the best. Now she does not. She just goes out there and... that was her performance. It was bad. It's really bad. Got to find it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard for people to, like, when these reality shows come out and you think that what's happening in their lives is real, that it's not fabricated mm-hmm. in order to do the reality show to get you to tune in yep. to E! And watch it. And it's tough enough to disseminate what's happening for real in these people's lives if you care. And disseminate any type of news. Right?
And also, very quickly, I know that this is going to sound wrong, but Kim, this whole robbery was not real. It was not real, and it was so that she could go get her butt done. I have been following this conspiracy theory. I have watched it happen, and what was funny is I had that conspiracy theory in my own mind before I found out it was really a conspiracy theory, because I'm looking at these photos, and I'm like, Kim's ass has changed so much. When did she have time to get surgery? And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, when she was robbed and she was in her home.
None of that story about the robbery, none of that made sense.
There was no cameras, no surveillance.
There is no way that a high profile, no. Absolutely
none of it.
Not.
So Kanye is back at home.
He's back at home, and he's already supposed to be working on new music.
And he's blonde?
Oh God! I don't know if he's blonde. I know that the rumors were going around that they were getting divorced. He's separated from her. They're saying none of that's true.
Well, he lost it. He canceled the rest of his tour.
Right. No. I mean, he did lose it in that regard. He went to the hospital. But again, who knows what he did? Kris Kardashian was like, "You're good. You're good." Or Kris Jenner, whatever. She's like, "We got this. You're gonna create some shit." Ooh, I said the S word.
Lynn, you must be tired today.
We're going to create some drama. There we are.
Google images of Kanye with blonde hair, and it's just a bunch of bad photoshops of Kanye with Kim's blonde hair on him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I haven't seen it.
I thought I saw that, but, you know, he was spotted somewhere. It's kind of sad because I think that when they use public services to transport him, that's not fake. You could get sued in serious trouble for calling 911 asking for an ambulance and, you know, and having police show up and all that. So if indeed he needs help, you know, then and to be that far, have your business be the public eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I seriously hope that he gets the help that he.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously hope that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't sacrifice. It's one thing to make money off it, but don't sacrifice your mental health.
Right.
You know. For money.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. That's sad.
So Jennifer Aniston was on the Jimmy Kimmel show the other day and discussing an incident that happened to her on the red carpet. You know, of course, Jennifer looked very sophisticated when she took a walk for Office Christmas party. But it wasn't so much what she was wearing. It was hanging off her coat. And that was the price tag.
Whoops.
Yes.
How much was it? Was it like a $30 jacket?
No one saw it. No one saw exactly how much. They didn't get back close enough. But so Jimmy Kimmel just asked her flat out, okay, you had the price tag attached to the coat. So you lifted it, right? That, of course, Jimmy Kimmel would say that. And Jennifer said, no, no. She said, actually, the sad part of the story is I've worn this coat about four times. She goes, it was really sweetly gifted to me from a commercial I just shot. I wore it home thinking nothing. I didn't think about it at all, to be honest. And 4 wears later, this happens. And she says it's not even a light tag. It's a big, bulky tag. She just never noticed it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, has that ever happened to you ladies?
Oh, God, I've had some crazy things happen to me. My stories are always super embarrassing.
I can't, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I've worn, like, a pair of jeans that still had, like, the sticker, like, the sticky sticker on the size on there, but I usually try not to. There was one time that I pulled a pair of underwear out of the sleeve of a sweatshirt. I was like, oh, how'd that get in there? Ooh, what? Whoops. Ew, no one saw that.
You know, they put those see-through tape, that see-through tape on it that tells the size, you know, on jeans or on your shirts.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
And I'm always terrified that I'm going to forget to pull that off.
Yeah. There's, I like, I've seen some people, like, at work and stuff. I'm like, yeah, hey, you got the tag. You want to get in on that? All right, cool. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It'll be all right, Jennifer Aniston. It's not like you rubbed your butt on some sacred rock, so you're all good.
Yeah, that's always been one of my biggest fears, that I would forget that, so. Well, it's nice that she got a free coat.
Right? Yeah, isn't that nice?
She will say that she worked for it, and she probably did. So the biggest celebrity social media moment this year was, any guesses, celebrity reporter Lynn?
You know, I'm going to have to go with, I'm pretty sure it was this year, when we saw Justin Bieber's penis.
Well, Jade? Any guesses?
I'm looking at the article right now, so I can't.
Oh, you cheater.
I know. Sorry, I didn't know we were going to do a
guessing
game.
How close am I? Am I hot or cold?
Close.
Lukewarm?
Yes.
What parts did we see?
It's 2016. Everyone died.
Yeah, a lot of people died.
Who broke the internet? Did Kim put the champagne glass?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you'll even guess this correctly, but they say that this is the biggest social media moment of 2016.
I don't know.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, she has more followers. She has more followers than Taylor Swift.
Queen of Instagram.
108 million Instagram followers.
She's the most followed person on Instagram.
And she took a break. She took a 90-day break.
She said after she shared the image of herself drinking Coca-Cola emblazoned with the lyric, "You're the spark on the bottle." It was a line from one of her songs. She garnered more than 4 million likes. The last count was 5.9 million likes.
I love her.
Yeah, I love Selena. I can get down with some Selena.
Yep, love her.
Chrissy Teigen sharing the first photo of her daughter, Luna.
Oh, God, I love her.
And she captioned this, hi, my Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the fact that her boobs are huge.
Massive in
the photograph.
So, like, they are ready, of course, to just explode.
She just had a baby.
Yeah, they look very milk filled.
Yes. Simone Biles. How do you say her last name? Is that it, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. So not only did she win an Olympic gold medal, but she was able to meet her ultimate celeb crush, Zac Efron.
Cute.
So
I can't believe Biebs' dick is way down the line.
Yes.
It's not even in the top 10 as of right now.
Kylie Jenner dressed as the dirty era Christina for Halloween and posted the picture on Instagram.
That was big, but it wasn't even that big.
Khloe Kardashian, of course, she's going to be in it. One of her,
it was weird
of her Halloween.
Oh.
Her,
I am way off on this. I'm sucking at this game.
Well, all of these, I mean, I guess this is.
This is mostly just Instagram photos.
Yeah, it's just, stuff that the biggest social media moments is really just the biggest Instagram.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're, you know, Tom Hiddleston is Loki. Of course, my daughter was all over that. Heidi Klum at Burning Man. You know, it's a lot of just Instagram photos. But I thought that was interesting that Selena Gomez topped top the list with that Coca-Cola.
Which is ironic because of the fact that she's still taking a break from social media and her phone. She had said that she now has someone who handles her phone for her. She doesn't even
really.
She doesn't even really pick up her phone. Only select few people have her number, and that the 90 days she took off social media has changed her as a person and has been detrimental to her health.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She said that she couldn't take it. It was too much. And she wasn't
herself. And remember what, see these moments. Well, I guess this is like social media. So basically it's just whoever got the most likes, whoever got the most clicks, whoever. Because remember Gwen and Gavin, that was a huge story. But I guess mm-hmm. that's just an overall recap yeah. of, what's happening in the world, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't really care about
Here's
any of this
Here's a picture
stuff.
Of Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Oh, God, that was
that
huge.
That was huge.
Because they were cheating. Well, not
cheating
really.
Ass cheetahs?
He was cheating. He was cheating with Al Miranda, but Gwen was in the good. She was getting over a broken heart.
Well, next week what we'll do is that we're going to go over our end of the year.
Yeah.
The hottest celebrity couples, the biggest moments. You know, we'll go over all that. The end of the year weekly reveal.
My biggest moment was you with that tambourine.
My biggest moment was Lynn moving in with me.
Oh, yeah.
And then the spawn of the last 7 months.
Yeah, the recap of Jade and I living together. We hold each other and cry nightly and then go to work.
We'll celebrate Christmas and the end of 2016 next week. So... Have an awesome, awesome week, everyone. Good luck with that Christmas shopping, and we'll see you next time on The Weekly Reveal.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Reveal on Riff 2 Detroit.